Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Dovzi, Tzvika, Dr. Joe, Chanachenach, Reb Mordechai, Reb Eli, Reb Avi, and Zalman Miller. Welcome. Good morning. It's we're on Daf Yudalf Amidalf. Let's, Bez Hashem Belineda, let's finish us together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav David C. Ben Rav Yosef. Today's Daf is Yuma Daf Yud Aleph. We left off near the top of Yuma Daf Yud Aleph by the words Tanu Rabbanan. We are on the sixth line, says the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan, Bisharecha. So we're learning all about the laws of mezuzah. So the Torah says, Uchsavta ma mezuzah bezech ovisharecha echad shari, batim echad shari, chatzeros, whether it be gates in front of homes, gates in front of courtyards, vechad shari medinos, gates in front of the country, echad shari ayoros, gates in front of the city, yesh ben chovas mitzvah lamakom. Some say yesh ben mitzvah lamakom. There is an obligation to establish a mezuzah in all these places, mishum shenemar, uchsavtam al mezuzos beisecha uvish arecha. Uvish arecha is a lashon rabim. So you learn from this every type of gate that you have. And most Rishonim understand from this that there's actually a chiyuv mida oraisa, chiyuv mida oraisa on the gate. The Ritva himself says it's only a chiyuv drabanan. This is pasuk is just an asmachta. Just says a lot of she'arim. It's not a drasha gemura. And it's interesting. Some say that it revolves around the question. The Gemara says, Mishum Shenemar. Interesting lashon. Mishum Shenemar. Does Mishum Shenemar mean a real drasha or is it an asmachta? That might be what the what the issue is. That's the Ritva Lishitaso. Makas Daf Beis, the Ritva says, whenever it says Mishum Shenemar, it's only an asmachta. Interesting idea. Amalei Abayler of Safra. Hani Abule de Mechoza. These like gates that are supporting the entrance to the city of Mechuza. My Tamilo Avdu Le Rabbanan Mezuza. Most of the residents of Mechuza are Jews, so it should be you should put a mezuzah up there. Why don't you have a mezuzah? Amalei Hanu Chizuk La'akar de Kuve Huda Avide. It's not really made as a gate. It was made in a domed fashion. It was made to support this tower that overlooked the jail at the entrance to the town. So it's not really made to go through. It was really just made to support the tower, and therefore it's not chayv mezuzah. Amalei, v'akar dekuvei gufa tibayim mezuzah. But wait a minute. But that gate itself leads you right into the jail. Very nice. For the town, maybe it shouldn't be considered an entrance. But that's the way you get into the jail itself. So why in the world wouldn't you have mezuzah on that? The ha'ispo dira l'shomer beis ha'asurin, because even though a jail maybe doesn't require a mezuzah, but there's the warden, the shomer beis ha'asurin, he lived right in there. He has a regular place to live. Da'asanya beis ha'knesses, sheyesh bo dira l'chazan ha'knesses. We're going to learn a little later in the daf that whether a shul is obligated mezuzah is a major discussion, but if the shul has the shamish, lives in the shul, then everybody agrees the shul requires a mezuzah. So too, even if a jail itself doesn't require a mezuzah, but the warden is going to live in there. So if it's just the guys in there, the guy's jailed, so then there won't be a mezuzah. But so the warden lives there, says the Gemara, because of this kasha. So Abaye rejects the words of Rav Safra. Right, Rav Safra says it's only made l'chizik, but that's not a good reason. Ela Amar Abaye, the reason why the gates to the town of Mizchuza did not have a mezuzah is not because they were just made to support, but rather mishum sakana. The Gemara says that to have a mezuzah out in public at certain times in Jewish history was a sakana. What's that? They're going to think that the Jews are performing witchcraft against the non-Jews. Desanya mezuzas yochin nivdekas pamayim b'shavua. A very important halacha, which we're going to speak about in a minute. The mezuzah on your house has to be checked twice every 7 years. That's a private mezuzah, twice every 7 years. Vishel rabin, but if it's a publicly owned mezuzah, pamayim biyovel, twice every 50 years. Why is there a difference from mezuzah shel rabin? Interesting. Stuff that's owned by rabin, people always say, it's not my achrayis, it's his achrayis. Oh, he'll take care of it, he'll take care of it. That's what the poskim say over here. The Rishonim say, so Chazal did not want to impose such a an obligation, a frequent obligation, because then everyone's going to punt it and not do it. They'll do it even less. Twice in 50 years, we'll find the rabbin, we'll find a way to do it. V'amar Yehuda, Maiseb Artavin Echad, a certain sofer or a guy who fixed Svarim or checked Svarim, Shehaya Bodek Mezuzas B'Shuk Elyon Shel Tzipori, a guy was doing a mitzvah, he was checking Mezuzas in the upper Shuk of Tzipori, U'mitza'o Kazdor Echad, and a certain non-Jewish a policeman or minister found him. This is what are you doing? You're making potions on the non-Jews. He made him pay a fine of 1,000 zuz. So you see from this story that that the non-Jews thought that when you have mezuzahs up in public, they were very nervous about that. So that's the reason why they didn't have one on the gates of Mechuza. Ask the Gemara, how could this have happened to this guy who's doing a mitzvah? V'amar b'lozah shluchei mitzvah ein nizokin. Don't we have a rule that if you're doing a mitzvah, you're not going to get damaged? Answer the Gemara, Hecha de Kaviyah Hezeka Shiny. In a case where the danger is very frequent and very present, so we don't play games. So you can't say, oh, I'm doing a mitzvah. If it's Shchicha Hezeka, the Gemara says, so then we don't have the rule of Shluchei Mitzvah Nizok. You don't play around with the Satan like that and stick it in the Satan's face and say, oh, I'm doing a mitzvah. Here, come and get me. If you're in a place that's very dangerous, so this doesn't apply. How do we know this unbelievable story? The Gemara says we have it already in a few places. Dichsiv, Vayomer Shmuel Eichelech v'Shamashal v'Araguni. Kadosh Baruch Hu Chvodu v'Atzmo commanded Shmuel Anavi to go anoint David HaMelech as a king. The problem is there was another king. Shaul was the king. So Shmuel said, "How could I?" Shmuel asked the Rabbanu Shlom, "How could I do this? I'm going to get killed. Shaul's going to kill me. Unbelievable." The Rabbanu Shlom told him to do it. But he's asking the Rabbanu Shalom, no, I'm nervous. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed with him. Unbelievable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, yeah, let's come up with a plan to fake out Shaul. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't just say, well, I told you to do it. I'm going to protect you. If I told you to do it, obviously you're not going to. Unbelievable Gemara. So the Rabbanu Shalom agreed and said, it's Shchiyah Chazeka, so I got to live by my own rules. If it's Shchiyah Chazeka, then ain't Som Chenal Anes, right? We don't. So unbelievable Gemara. There's actually a Rambam, in Shmona Prakim, unbelievable Rambam, where the Rambam writes that if a Navi is not 100% Gevaldik in his Bitachon, he could still be a Navi. Azoy Zak the Rambam, unbelievable Rambam. He says if a Navi is not perfectly Shalom in his Emuna, he could still be a Navi. Where does he quote from? Two proofs. Yaakov Avinu, Vayira Yaakov Mo'od Vayetzalah. Kadosh Baruch Hu promised him everything was going to be fine. You're going to come back. And yet, when Esav came with his 300, 400 men, Yaakov got nervous. Says the Rambam, you see, it's okay for a Navi to be nervous. Interesting that Barbanel writes differently. It's not a stira. You could believe that Hashem's going to save you and you could still be nervous. It's not a stira. That's why he brings it from Yaakov. He was just physically nervous. He knew that nothing was going to happen, but he was nervous anyway. Interesting. But the Rambam says, and the second raya is from Shmuel, from here. You see from here that Shmuel Anavi said, what do you mean? He's a Navi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to do it. You see from here that it's okay to be nervous a little bit. So says the Rambam. Just to stop for 1 second on this halacha that you're supposed to check your mezuzahs once every 7 years. Rashi over here quotes two reasons. Why do you have to check your mezuzahs once every 7 years? Take a look at Rashi. Either because maybe they will rot, maybe the mezuzah will rot, so some of the letters will rot. That's what I always thought the reason was. But Rashi has another reason. Let's take a look inside the Rashi. Take a look. Nivdekis, four-word Rashi. Nivdekis, 10 lines down. Shema nirkava o nignava. Whoa, that's very different. That's very different. So if it's just because you're checking it, so it shouldn't be stolen, you don't got to read it. Just open up the case, see it's still there, close it, shun genug. You're done. No, Rashi says, Shema nirkava, maybe rotted or stolen. If it's rotted, so you got to check every letter. But interesting, according to both pshatim, you don't really have to be a sofer, right? Just make sure it didn't rot. Apparently, the sofrim say most mezuzahs that they check, it's not that a letter rotted, it's that the thing was wrong from the first day. Somebody missed it on the first time around. It was missing a letter. It was just bechlal. It wasn't that something happened in the last 7 years. The whole first. So the question is, who has to check it? But our minhag is generally that a sofer should check it once every 7 years. Twice every 7 years. Right, the Rambam writes like that. That it's a chashash. Maybe it will it'll rot or decay. The Aruch HaShulchan has a bunch of chumras here. First of all, he says if it's a mezuzah that's exposed to the elements, if it's inside your house twice every 7 years, is fine. But if it's exposed to the elements, then the Aruch HaShulchan says it should be more than twice every 7 years. Others say that even if you, the Aruch HaShulchan further says, even if you check three of them, that's not enough. You don't rely on chazakah here. You got to check all of them. Rav Shlomo Zalman has a heter on the other side. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes that if they were well protected and covered, then you could do it less than twice every seven years. There is a minog. First of all, it says in the post can write that Yirei Shamayim checks his mezuzahs every year if you want to be extra special machmir. There is a minog to check your mezuzahs in the month of Elul. And there's also a minog that when bad things happen, that's not just heebie-jeebie. It's written in the post can write already from the Maharil that when bad things happen to a person, there is a custom to check your mezuzahs. Okay, a lot more to talk about.
For those reasons, you would think that publicly, for the public ones, you have to do more than twice every 50 years.
Because a lot of bad things could happen in shul. Yeah,
not
I don't know.
Bad things, but exposed to the elements, people stealing it, it's more likely there than on private.
Interesting. Yeah, I hear you. Okay, now, the Gemara in Yevamos learns out from this same pasuk that of Shmuel, that Mishanin Mipnei HaShalom. You're allowed to tell a little bit of a lie if it's going to create peace. From the same story that Shmuel, Hashem told Shmuel, take along an animal. So when anybody asks you where you're going, you'll say, I'm just going to be Makriv a Karban, which wasn't lying. It was true. He was going to be Makriv a Karban, but he left out the main story. He was going to be Makriv a Karban because he was going to anoint the new king. So the Gemara in Yevamos learns out from here that Mishanin Pnei HaShalom, very important halacha, that if it's going to cause peace, you can tell a little white lie. You don't have to always be truthful if it's going to get somebody upset. Mishanin Mipnei HaShalom. Fine. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. Tani, okay, this is a very important machlokas about storage houses. This is going to be the main portion of today's daf. Is a storage house chayv mezuzah? We have to halt cup for this. Here we go. Tani Rav Kahana Kamei de Rav Yehuda. Rav Kahana learned, and the names are very important here also. Tani Rav Kahana Kamei de Rav Yehuda. Rav Kahana learned, said in front of Rav Yehuda, a braisa. Beis ha-teven, beis ha-bakar, a house of straw, a house of animals, a barn, beis ha-etzim, a house that stores wood, beis ha-otzros, other storehouses for wine, for oil, whatever it is, people don't live there. Pitur min mezuzah, they're exempt from mezuzah. Why? So Rav Kahana learned the brayso from Yehuda, mipnei shanoshim ne osos ben, because the women beautify themselves in them. Mai ne osos rochatzos, the women bathe in them, and that's why they are exempt. Since women are not dressed there, it's a makom gnai, so it's not appropriate to have a holy mezuzah in a place where the women undress. Similar to our custom to not have a mezuzah on a bathroom, because it's a makom gnai. Now it sounds.
Was the mezuzahs covered in those days?
Good question, right? Many of them were not covered. Good question, but you need like a double covering, right, Dr. Joe? So even with a covering, it doesn't help. Amale Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda, right? Rav Kahana said this in front of Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said to Rav Kahana, Taima de Rochatzos. According to what you're saying, it's only exempt because of rochatzos, hostama, but a regular storehouse that people don't live in, chayavin, would be chayav. He asked again, so what do you mean, Vatanya? I learned in a different brisa, refes bakar, a barn, is peturim min mezuzah, even if women don't wash there. So therefore, Yehuda disagrees. Ella, mine osos, what does it mean that the women beautify themselves there? It doesn't mean that they take showers. No. Miskashtos, it means that they sometimes put on their makeup there. They do a living function there. V'halchi k'tani, Rav Kahana says, this is the way you should read the braisa, the first braisa. Afal pi shanasim miskashtos behem. No. Peturin. even though women do a little bit of a real diva there, they get dressed there, they put on their makeup, nevertheless, you're exempt because the primary function of these places is a base otzar and not a base dira, and the miskashtos is not enough to render it a base dira. It's exempt because it's a base otzar, and a storage house, by definition, is exempt. Oh, that's a big machlokas. Now, Rav Kahana now quotes a third braisa about this, and he rejects the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Amalei Rav Kahana. So Rav Kahana said to Rabbi Yehuda, V'sha'anosim mishkasos behen peturin. Really? You mean to tell me that if the women put their makeup on and they put jewelry on in this place, they do like a living function, it's exempt? V'atanya, we learned in a braisa, no. Refes bakar petur mina mezuzah. A barn is exempt. V'sha'anosim mishkasos b'chayavis b'mezuzah. The price is no. If it's a barn that the women sometimes do some living functions in them, they're chayav. Ella, ma'yislach lememar, miskashtos tanoi. So you see that there's a dispute between the prices whether or not miskashtos, the fact that the women put on their makeup there, is enough to render it chayav. That's a machlokas tanoim. So I hold, ledidinami stama tanoi. I hold, I'll answer the question you asked on me, that it's a machlokas tanoim. Disanya. And now we're going to bring a fourth braisa, where we're going to see the machlokas tanoim, and we're going to see the Rav Kahana and Rav Yehuda are going to debate exactly what the machlokas is. Disanya, and big nafkamin is lahalacha. Disanya, we learned in a braisa, beisecha. It doesn't say bayis stam, it says beisecha. Beisecha hamiyuchad lach. It's got to be a bayis that's miyuchad for your living. Prat, lebeis hatevin, lebeis habakar, lebeis etzin, lebeis otzros. Any storage facility which is not really miyuchad for your living particularly. Shepeturin min hamezuzah. V'yesh mechayvin. Some say that a storage house is chayav. Be'emes Amru, whenever you see Be'emes Amru in a braisa, usually means this is the way we paskin. Be'emes Amru. Beis HaKise, a bathroom. Ubeis HaBurski, a smelly tannery. Ubeis HaMerchatz, a washhouse. Ubeis HaTfila, a mikvah. V'sha'anoshim ne'osus bo. Or a place that a woman beautifies herself in, Piturin min hamezuzah. Oh. Now, Rav Kahana and Rav Yehuda are going to both interpret this dispute according to their own opinions. Rav Kahana mataretz l'tameh, Rav Yehuda mataretz l'tameh. Rav Kahana will explain this fourth braisa according to the way he understood it, and Rav Yehuda will explain the way he understood it. Rav Kahana mataretz l'tameh. Rav Kahana says the machlokas is really by a stam barn. And he explains this way. Beisecha, beisecha, miyuchad lach, prat, lebeis ha-tevin, lebeis ha-bakar, ulebeis etzel, lebeis ha-otzos, shepetur, min ha-mezuzah, bestam. A stam storehouse by itself is exempt. Even if nobody washes there. Because it's not used for living, it's used for storage. V'yesh, shemechayvim, bestam. And some people hold that no, a storehouse, a stam storehouse, is chayiv. They don't learn beisecha that it's got to be only for living. Even for storage, that's considered to be a bias too. Be'emes amru, beis hakise, beis haburski, beis hamerchaz, beis hatfila. And even other storage houses, she'anoshim ne'osus ben, u'ma ne'osus rochatzos petur minezuzah. Even if you hold that a stam storehouse is chayiv, but if the women use it for a disgusting purpose, so then it's going to be exempt. So according to Rav Kahana, if a woman washes in it, everyone agrees it's exempt. Istam, a stam storehouse is a machlokes hatanoim. Stam storehouse, that's the way Rav Kahana learns it. Says the Gemara, Ihochi. Wait a minute. Why does it have to say a beis hamerchatz and shahanoshin noyelsus ben? It's the same thing. Hainu merchatz. Answer the Gemara, Ashminon. Ashminan Merchatz the Rabbim, Ashminan Merchatz the Yachid. It had to tell me a public bathhouse or if in private women washed it. Sakatai de Chamina, Merchatz the Rabbim, the Nafir Zuame. Maybe only a public bathhouse is exempt. Aval Merchatz the Yachid, the Lone Nafir Zuame, but just because women washed it, maybe that wouldn't be enough of a reason. Emelechayv b'mezuzah kamash malon. Fine. So that's the way Rav Kahana learns. Let's review again. Rav Kahana says, Machlokas hatanayim by a stam storehouse. But if the women washing it, everyone agrees it's no good because it has a din of a bathroom. It's inappropriate to put a mezuzah there. That's the way Rav Kahana learns. Rav Yehuda mitaratz atame. Rav Yehuda disagrees. He reads the brisa the way he wanted to read it. Hachik tani. This is the way he reads the brisa. Beisecha, beisecha miyuchad lach, prat lebeis ha-tevin, lebeis ha-bokar, beis ha-etzim, beis ha-otzos, she-petuim min ha-zuzah, afilu miskashtos. A stam beis otzar, says Rav Yehuda, is for sure exempt. The only time a beis otzar could be chayiv is if the women are miskashet, that they put on, they get dressed, they put on their jewelry or their perfume there. V'yesh mechayivim b'miskashtos. Some say that if a woman puts on her jewelry there, so then even a storehouse would be chayv because that's enough of a personal usage. Avol stam divya kol pater. He says a stam storehouse, everyone agrees is pater. Be'emes amru. Be'es hakisi, be'es haborski, be'es merchitz, be'es tefillah. A bathroom, afal pish anashim miskashas, like we find a lot of times, the women put on makeup in the bathroom. Even if the woman put on their makeup there, nevertheless, peturim in a mezuzah. Because it's a bathroom. Says the Gemara, Ula Rav Yehuda, Stama Divrei HaKol Pater. You mean to tell me Rav Yehuda holds that a Stam storehouse, everyone agrees is Pater? But the Brisa says, Uvisharecha, Echad Shari Batim, Echad Shari Chatzayas, Echad Shari Medias, Echad Shari Yaryoros, Virefes, Vilulin, Umaspein, Votsus Yarns Hashemin, Chayavin B'mezuzah. So this is against Rav Yehuda. Now, the Brisa continues, Yochol Shani Marbe Af Beis Shar, even the gatehouse, Achsaja, the porch, Merpeseth, front porch, Merpeseth, the side porch, Tamad Lomar, Beis, Ma Beis, Miuchad Ladira, Yatsa Elishin Miuchad Ladira. These are not lived in, so they're not Chayiv. Yochol Shani Marbe Af Beis HaKisei, U Beis HaBorsiki, U Beis HaMerchot, U Beis HaTfila. You might think that I include even a bathroom, a tannery, a shower house, a mikvah. Tamalomer bayis, my bayis asli lekavod. It's got to be something made for a tashmish of kavod. Afkal asli lekavod. Yos elishen asli lekavod. Yochal shenimar ba'af harabayis va'alishkos va'azaros. You might think even the doorways of harabayis in the Beis HaMikdash, the offices and the courtyards should be chayiv in mezuzah. Tamar lomar bayis. Ma bayis shuchol. It's got to be an unholy place. Af kol shuchol is chayiv mezuzah. Yatsu elu shein kodesh. So you see, this price is clearly against Rabbi Yehuda. Answers the Gemara, tiyufta. You're right. We reject Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara concludes lemaskana like Rav Kahana, that it is a machlokes tanoim by a stam storage house. It's a machlokes hatanoim. Okay, just a bunch of things quickly to add over here. Now, first of all, the Gemara just said, we'll start with the end. It just said it has to be chol. So anything holy does not have a mezuzah. So the Rishonim asked, didn't we earlier say that the Lishkas Parhedrin was chayiv in a mezuzah? That's holy. So the Ritva and Tosi Shonim say, you're right. This Brisa disagrees with what we said before about the Lishkas Parhedrin. Machlok is a Brisas. However, the Meiri and the Chasam Sofer explains, according to the Rambam, that no, Beis HaMikdash is exempt only if the avoda done in that room was an avoda of Kodesh. The Lishkas Parhedrin, we said, the Kohen just lived there. He ate and drank and slept there. He didn't do any karbanos, he didn't do any sacrifices. So therefore, that wouldn't be considered chol, it wouldn't be considered Kodesh, and that's why it would be chayiv in the mezuzah. According to the conclusion of the Gemara, like Rav Kahana, it's a machlokas hatanaim whether a storehouse is chayiv in a mezuzah. So how do we paskin? It's a machlokas tanaim. So the Rif and the Rush say you're chayiv, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins that a storehouse is chayiv in mezuzah. the Rambam seems to say putter, in terms of whether halacha lemaisa, a storehouse is putter.
Is a garage a storehouse?
It's a good question. It's a good question. Do you have to have a mezuzah on the garage? I don't think the minhag is to put a mezuzah on a garage, but it's a good question. That's a good question. I have to research it a little bit more about a storehouse. Very good question. Great question, Dr. Joe. Okay, let's continue. I think in Shulchan Aruch, we paskin that a storage house does have to have a mezuzah. But I have to research it a little bit more. I didn't get a chance to research it as much as I would have liked to. Let's continue. Tani Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Kamei de Rava. Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda learnt in front of Rava. Shisha Sharm Petunim and Mezuzah. There's six gates that are exempt from Mezuzah. Beis HaTevin, storage of gray, of straw, Beis HaBakar for animals, Beis HaEitzim, wood, Beis HaOtzros, a wine storehouse or oil or wheat. Vishar HaMadai, Madi. One from Madai, the gate of in the style of Madai, the gate of Madai, or Vishar She'enu Makora, a gate that doesn't have a roof. Vishar She'enu Gavo Asara, and if it's not 10 tvachim tall. Amalei, Pasach de Beshisha, Vesalak de Beshiva. You told me you have six gates and you listed me seven. Count them up. It's seven. Amalei, Shar Hamadi Tanoihi, the gate of Madai is a machlokas tanoim. So there's six that are vadai chayev, but the gate from Madai is a machlokas tanoim. The sanya. Kipa, if you have a round doorway, Rabbi Meir mechayev b'mezuzah, Rabbi Meir says mechayev b'mezuzah, v'chachamim potrin, the chacham say you're exempt. V'shavin shem yesh beragla asara. Everyone agrees that if the doorway is 10 tvachim high, shechayev es b'mezuzah, even if it's rounded, if it's 10 tvachim, it's chayev. Says Amar Abai, wait a second. Says Abai, that's not totally true. Dekulei alma asara ve'ein beraglei shlosha. Everyone agrees that if you have 10 tvachim high, but you don't have 3 tvachim off the ground before it gets less than 4 tvachim wide, v'lav klumhu. Everyone agrees that's not chayv mezuzah. Inami yesh beraglei shlosha. If you do have 3 tvachim of doorway before it gets less than 4 tvachim wide, ve'ina gavo asar, but if the total door is not 10 tvachim high, v'lav klumo, everyone agrees that's also no good. Where's the machlokas? V'lo nechlu ela begavo asar, it's 10 tvachim high, v'yesh baragla shlosha, ve'ein barachba arba, and it has 3 tvachim tall from the floor that you have more than 4 tvachim wide. But ve'ein barach barba, but ve'yesh balocha klashlima larba. But you have 3 tefachim of 4 wide, but then it gets less than 3 as it gets up. It has a total of 10, but if you would imaginarily chisel out the rest of it, you would have a 4 tefachim wide door and a 10 tefachim high. But you only have 3 tefachim that's 4 wide, and then let's say at 6 tefachim, it starts to get less, but the question is you could chisel out the doorway. That's the machlokas. Rab Meir Savar Chokik and Lahashlim. Rab Meir says we imaginarily chisel it out to have 10 by 4. Rabbanan Savri, no. Ein Chokik and Lahashlim. You don't chisel it out. Tan Rabbanan. Beis HaKnes. Now, there's a machlokas between the Rambam and the other Rishonim here. What about if it's totally curved? It starts more than 4 and then at like 5, but it was never, does it have to be straight up? So the other Rishonim say it's got to be a little bit straight up on the bottom to have at least two doorposts. But the Rambam says, no, even if it's totally curved, it's going to be chayev, as long as it's more than 4 tefachim wide up until 10. Tana Rabbanon, Beis HaKnesses, a shul, Ubeis HaIsha, a house owned by a woman, Ubeis HaShuvzin, a house owned by partners, chayavim b'mezuzah, says the Gemara, Peshitta. Mao the same Gemara says, no, you might have thought Beisecha velo Beisa. It's got to be a man, not a woman. Beischa, Beisecha velo Batehem, not owned by partners or a shul. Kamash Malan, that a shul is Chayev. Maybe you'll think that it's actually exempt. Amar Kra, Laman yirbu yimeichem yimei v'neichem. The reward for keeping mezuzah is have a long life. Hani bo chai v'hani lo bo chai. Do men need a long life and women don't? Do individuals need a long life but partners don't? Ela beisecha lamali kederava. So what does beisecha teach me if it's not to exclude women and not to exclude rabbim? So what's it coming to exclude? Kederava. Amarava derech bi'ascha. Most people, when they start taking a step, they take it with their right foot. V'chiyakar inishkare diyamina alkabarisha. You start walking with your right foot. So this is the raya that a mezuzah has to be on the right side as you walk into the house. Tanya idech we learned in a different brayza, beis hakneses, beis hashem, beis haisha, mitamin b'negayim. That a shul and a house of partners or a house owned by a woman is mitamin b'negayim. Just this past week's parsha. Wow, what a dafyomi coincidence. Tumas nigei batim. Says the Gemara, pshita. Obviously, why would you think not? Ma'u de seima. Uva asher lo abayis, this past week's parsha. Uva asher lo abayis. Lo velo la. Lo velo lahen. Not partners, not a woman. Kamash malan. No, veima chinami omar kra. Beveis eretz achuzas chem. If it says in Asati Negatzas, Beveis Eretz Achuzaschem, even public and even men and women, it doesn't say only men. Ela lo lamali. So what do you learn from lo? Misha miyached beiso lo. It's got to be a place that you keep your stuff. She'eno rotza lahashil kelav, a guy who's arrogant and snobby and a miser, and he doesn't. Or lo, who's Saras going to come to? A guy who lo, he keeps all his kelim for himself. And he doesn't lend his kelim to other people. She'ena rotz lahash kelav, omer she'en lo, and he lies and says, I don't have, I can't lend you. Just because he doesn't want to lend. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mefarsimo kishenifne es beso, prat lamashal kelav la'achirim. That if you want to keep tzaras away from your house, be a nice guy and lend out your kelim. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to embarrass you if you don't lend people your kelim. He's going to cause tzaras in your house, and then everyone's going to see. They're going to have to take all the kelim. The guy's going to say, oh, that's the you didn't want to lend me. You didn't want to lend me your knife. You didn't want to lend me your kelim, your bowls. I see. You said you didn't have. Look, I see you have everything. That's the low. So a guy who keeps it to himself, that's the guy who's going to get tzaras. Ask the Gemara. Obeis ha-kneses mi mitam b'negoyim. V'atanya yocho yu bat ha-kneses bat ha-midrashes mitam b'negoyim. You might think that a shul or a base medrash has to mezugah. Tam legot tam lomar uva asher lo habayis mishem yuchad lo yatzah elah she'em yuchadim lo. Brisus is not. Says the Gemara loy kasha harabi meir harabon and it's a machlokas hatanoim. The sanya base hakneses sheish but base dira lechazan hakneses. If the shamus lives in the shul, chayev b'mezuzah. So then of course it's chayev. V'she'ein ba base dira, but if nobody lives there. Rav Meir mechayev v'chachamim potrin. The chachamim say you're exempt from mezuzah in a shul. V'ibay, and same thing by negoyim. V'ibay say mahava rabbanan. No, both prices own like rabbanan who say that a shul is exempt. V'lo kasha. Hod is beidira v'adales beidira. One price is talking about if the shamus lives there, one price on the shamus doesn't live there. V'ibay say mahava adales beidira. They're both talking about where the shamus does not live there. V'hadikrachim, a shul in the big city is exempt. V'hadikfarim, but a shul in the suburbs, which is more privately, there's only a few people there, it's not so many people, that's considered to be privately owned, so it will get negayim. And it's like Beis HaShutfin, which is chayiv, a place that's mamish, a public place that the whole rabbin goes in, that's going to be exempt. But if it's only a few people at a time, then it's considered to be like partners, it's going to be chayiv. Ask the Gemara just to, all right, we're going to stop right here. We'll come back tomorrow about the issue, about the difference between a shul owned by Rabbim and a shul owned by Yechidim. Everyone should have a wonderful day.
Thanks so much. Have a good morning.
Thank you, Rabbi. Thank you.
Have a good day, Rabbi.
Have an awesome day.